Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. Well, we're talking about library book sales. There's also the book bag, and I don't know that we're selling books, but we're certainly promoting them.
Well, I'm selling one today.
Oh, you are. Okay.
I'm encouraging people to go out and get.
Okay. Get your wallet ready, folks.
Have you ever read a poem by Robinson Jeffers?
Yes.
Oh. Do you remember what you read?
No, I don't. I don't. It's been years.
He is a poet who was popular in the 30s and 40s, but never really accepted into the literary society of T.S. Eliot and Robert Frost and others like that, simply because his views were so different and odd. I think I went through college and I went through grad school in American literature without ever being confronted with Robinson Jeffers.
Oh, really?
One day in the 70s, I happened to be having a class in American Lit out on the lawn, and it was the spring, and in the class was a young student named Jim Carman from the Greek community in the Quad Cities. People, there are Carmen still living in the Quad Cities. And he was a business major and taking this as a required course, a non-required course, just an optional course. And for no reason at all, I ran out of normal material, I don't know what I was covering in literature of the 30s, I stuck in a poem by Robinson Jeffers called Shine, Perishing Republic. And he was so, just because it was so different from any other literature that you would read, Robinson Jeffers was heavily influenced by Greek literature, Greek philosophy, Greek ideas, and totally unacceptable to the optimistic American culture that needed optimism in the 30s and during World War II. But Carmen came up afterwards and said, "You got any more books by this Robinson Jeffers guy?" And I said, "Well, I've got a few more things." And he got so turned on by Robinson Jeffers, particularly, I think it was the Greek connection, that he shifted to an English major, graduated from Augustana, went to the School of Religion at the University of Iowa, got a master's degree in literature and religion in Robinson Jeffers, did his PhD dissertation at some Eastern university on Robinson Jeffers, went out to teach at the University of California at Davis, and before long was the curator of the Robinson Jeffers estate in Carmel, California, where Jeffers lived to get away from the corruption of the rest of society, has been editing slowly all the works of Robinson Jeffers. And I just happened to come across a review of a new book by Jim Carman called Robinson Jeffers. It's a short book. If you want an introduction to a poet that is worth paying attention to, but you probably have never heard of or probably never even read, this would be a good book to go out and get. It's only $19.95, published by Stanford. Jim Carman has also just published, edited the Collected Letters of Robinson Jeffers, Volume 3. That's $95. But Jeffers is the person who, Shine, Perishing Republic, is a warning to his sons to avoid the corruption that America has become as it is in its period of decline. It's Jeffers who wrote in one poem, "I'd sooner accept the penalties, kill a man as a hawk." Dynamite poem.
Okay, you've sold me. I've got to read that book.
It's a great, yeah.
And we hope we've sold you. I'm coming back next week. Roll Tweet and I'll be returning for another edition of Scribble. Thanks for listening.